Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
A new study says Viagra might lower the risk of Alzheimer's. Newsline spoke with Dr. Mark Gordon, chief of neurology at Zucker Hillside Hospital over at Northwell Health. How could that drug potentially stave off dementia?
Well, there is a theoretical case to be made that drugs in that class, phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors, that includes drugs like Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, might have some effects on blood flow to the brain. So at least it's plausible, but I want to caution that this particular study does not prove that this is the case.
Right. So in other words, more studies need to be done.
Yeah, so this was a retrospective study looking at a population in the UK of men who were diagnosed with erectile dysfunction and basically compared men who were prescribed drugs in that class versus those who were not prescribed drugs in that class. And they found that, there was a somewhat lower risk of developing dementia, particularly Alzheimer's disease diagnosis in people who had received those medications. But there's a lot of caveats there. First of all, the benefit was only seen in patients over the age of 70 who had diabetes and hypertension. And I want to stress these were all men with a particular diagnosis of erectile dysfunction. And there may be reasons that might lead somebody to get a prescription for one of those drugs, such as being involved in a relationship. Or not, which again might have some beneficial effects. Certainly, social connectedness has been suggested as a potential protective effect in Alzheimer's disease.
So, doctor, in other words, somebody who might want to take Viagra might be a person who is active mentally as well.
Yes, certainly that's the case, and maybe physically more robust also.
Okay. And what do you expect to happen? As you say, more needs to be done. More studies need to be done. But do you believe that people will be coming to doctors' practices and saying, hey, you know, give me some Viagra because I don't want to get dementia, Alzheimer's?
Yeah. So I don't think the level of evidence is there for that indication. Again, I want to stress, it's a particular population that this was studied. It's not all comers. It did not include women, obviously. So I don't think that on the level of this evidence, this retrospective, observational study, I would recommend that anybody take a drug in this class to prevent Alzheimer's disease. In order to make that kind of suggestion, there would need to be a double-blind study where you compare people who are getting an active medication to a placebo. See whether there is a benefit from the medication in a double-blinded way where patients don't know what they're getting, the doctors who are doing the study don't know what they're getting.
Dr. Mark Gordon, Chief of Neurology at Zucker Hillside Hospital at Northwell Health. Doctor, we thank you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.